And evolutionary bias and psychology indicate that humans are coded to notice difference. Now, I know a lot of us with this relatively recent emphasis on neurobiology and the limbic system and the amygdala and all that, right? Especially within trauma. I think a lot of times we think the amygdala is registering threat. But how does it decide what's a threat? It notices, what it's actually noticing is difference, right? It's coded to notice difference, right? Because difference is really, since our primitive ancestors, is what was interpreted as threat. Sameness, or someone belonging to our tribe, more or less, so to speak, our species, our tribe, looks like us, was considered safe, right? And the social engagement piece comes on and all that. But then amygdala registers threat, but it picks up difference in order to register threat. So it says, limbic systems, also implicated in the trauma response, light up and become active when data become available that another human differs in some way. Their limbic systems are the components of human brains that run in parallel, so side by side, they're not intersecting, with the cognitions of the prefrontal cortex. And that, as any trauma therapist knows only too well, can overpower the thinking brain, firing more quickly and with more impact. The notion that a therapist, or anyone I might add, can be unbiased presumes the absence of limbic system input, as well as of any personal life history that has ascribed meaning to difference, either positive or otherwise. No psychotherapist matches these criteria. So in other words, our limbic systems are always noting difference, and almost always, or often, difference is interpreted as threat, or responded to as threat. So even when you think about these police shootings, say, just to kind of put it within a context, right? Why do Black men run when they see a police officer? Sure, they've been taught not to do that, or this, or what could happen, and then right now. But it's the limbic system, right? Has nothing to do with executive functioning that says uniform, gun, run. Or even fight, but mostly run, right? And then what are the limbic systems of the police officers coded for? Does a Black male running away sort of in their brain a little bit like a runaway slave? Out of control, a threat to their life, and what? They have to, you know, get control. Fast way to get controls with the gun. So I'm not saying either side right, wrong. It's not a moral judgment. It's more like the neurobiology. There is something happening that goes beyond cognition. And so then when we try to explain it, right, it actually, we really can't fathom what's actually going on, because we're just thinking about it, right? And maybe not acknowledging the neurobiology of what's actually going on.